Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, Chime Time, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Fresh off his appearance on the Mud at Night program last night, he is free of jury duty. He is Chris Scheim. Good morning, Chris Scheim. How are you, buddy?
Oh, thank God. I am a free man, Mud. It's a beautiful thing. I am wonderful today. It's a crisp Saturday morning, fall Saturday morning. I'm ready to make some football picks. That's what I'm ready to do.
Hey, Scheim, good jury duty joke. I hope you're not guilty of bad picks.
You deserve a rim shot for that one.
Might have to sequester you.
Shucks. Oh, man. Hopefully I get acquitted.
Oh, boy. It's good.
Oh, I'm good at this.
Send these to Fitzy. He can use these.
Oh, God.
So we are. My oldest got his haircut today. We have soccer at 12:30. Flag football at 3:30. We found out if we win my younger son's game, Ben, if we win, very good chance to play for the championship a week from now. Thanks for
three-team
tiebreaker. So there's some nervousness in the house right now.
Okay.
And then after – we have not gone for a while, probably since COVID, hibachi dinner, Scheim Time. Do you like the – I love the hibachi. You sit around, the guy's doing the –
dinner and a show, and he does the volcano. Yes. And I'm into it. I'm totally into hibachi. I think hibachi's awesome.
I will have a bet on a college game today. Bonus bet right now before we start. I'll have this on today. Thanks to my guy, Brad Bryant, Bomber Brad. For those who don't know, he's the GM of FanDuel Sportsbook down at Mohegan Sun. I'll be there 2 weeks from today for Breeders' Cup. Hope to see you there. Scheim and I will be doing, I confirmed, a live podcast there at some point. So that'll happen hopefully around Thanksgiving. Oh, let's see the details.
Okay.
He has made 14 picks on my show. He's 10-4. Which would be good anyway.
Wow. Yep.
All 10 winners, Scheim, have been dogs. He has picked 13 of the 14 picks he's made on my show have all been underdogs.
Holy smokes.
He picked Cleveland against Atlanta that day. They were laying a point. They lost. So it was one of his four losers is a favorite.
Yep.
Of the 10 winners who are dogs, 7 have won outright in college football.
Wow.
So 7 outright of 10, all 10 are underdogs. His pick, for those who are wondering, Oklahoma State plus 6.5 today against Texas. He also likes them on the money line. So if you want to, I will apologize. You may have missed it because past performance is not indicative of future results. So we may have missed the heater, but I got a tweet today asking about this. So Bomber Brad is on Oklahoma State plus 6.5. He also likes the Bears plus the points Monday night.
Wow.
He had to make an NFL.
Okay.
He admitted it's not like one of his 5-star plays, but Oklahoma State, the Cowboys, when I drive to New Hampshire post soccer today, I'll be getting that in. It's a free one for the people. Shanta.
Look at that. I think that's excellent. Well done, Bomber Brad. Keep it up. I might have to go play Oklahoma State myself here.
Did you have any were you sequestered or anything Thursday night? I had Saints first half. They're winning 14-6 and Dalton threw back-to-back pick sixes and I lost. So
that is a bad beat.
I'm still stunned right now. I know.
Yeah, I didn't get anything in. I didn't get home from jury duty on Thursday until after 7 o'clock at night. So I did not get to any chance to place any Thursday night bets. I didn't get to watch anything Thursday night. I did, however, get some bets in last night. Hit on the Celtics. Loved that. Nice. I missed on a big Celtics same game parlay by Marcus Smart, since he basically didn't play the second half. So good job by me. That's what I get for betting on Marcus Smart. The pick for you today. Bruins money line at home for the Wild. Let's roll bees. Let's go.
One o'clock, little matinee. Correct. Saturday matinee. Yep. What awesome day to be in the city, I'm sure. Excellent fall day in New England. Scheim, I went 3-0 last week, correct?
3-0? Yes, you did, Mutt.
What
yes,
is my season record? What is my season
record? Your season record now, 9-7-2.
Okay. So we're grinding. Scheim did not have a good week. He went 1-2, so I know for sure I get to go first, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And I'm using lines I used yesterday on Merlone, 4A, and Mego. I go on there and make picks where I was, by the way, 4-0 with them. I gave the bonus pick of the under Jets and Packers. So you can either toss or tail this week or trail. I would probably toss my picks because I went 4-0 last week.
Yeah,
and made real money. Right. So this is the natural
comeback. Fade away.
I had the last night, the line was 6.5, Bengals -6.5 against the Falcons. Has that moved at all for sure?
That line has not moved. It is still -6.5.
I'm going to start with the way we do it. Picks go in order of 3, 2, 1 points. We just do that so that we can see who goes first the next week. So I get to go first. I'm 9-7-2. What is your record on the year, Krishan?
My record is a miserable 7-11 so far this year. Not great.
So all right, we're doing okay. So we root for each other's podcast. We start first with the Bengals laying 6.5 at the Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons, I mentioned this yesterday with Lou Christian and Mego, they are 6-0 against the spread to start the year. They're much better than I thought they were going to be. I thought they would suck.
Yep.
There's only four teams that have ever started the NFL season 7-0 against the spread. The Falcons are not going to be the fifth team. I don't believe it. I believe they've been one of the luckier teams in the NFL. I believe you look at their DVOA, 29th defensively. They get no pressure on the defense. Evan Silva established the run, 1.2% quarterback hurry rate. Like, they don't get after the quarterback. Burrow's going to have a nice, clean pocket in this game. Casey Hayward, the number two corner for Atlanta, is out on the IR, at least. A.J. Terrell, the number one corner, thigh injury, supposed to try to play through it, but we'll see. I really like the idea of the Bengals sort of rounding into form. They started slow. You saw Ja'Marr Chase explode last week. I can see both he and T. Higgins having good games, and Joe Mixon, who I think is in line to have a good game from a daily fantasy standpoint. I think I'm going to play against Atlanta and their lucky start. I think the Bengals are a team on the come. Give me the Bengals -6.5 against the Falcons. My first pick on the board.
Yeah, you and I had very similar thought processes in our first pick. Like, I too went to this game, but I'm actually going to go with the total. I'm going to go with the over 47. I felt awkward about trying to bet against a team that is currently undefeated against the spread through 6 weeks. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't convince myself to do that. But I did love the over in this game. I think both teams are going to score points. Like you said, Joe Burrow is going to have a clean pocket. If A.J. Terrell doesn't play, Ja'Marr Chase might have another breakout game. We saw it similar to last year, right? Ja'Marr Chase started really slow. And then that second half, even second two-thirds of the season, he just lit it up. And last week could have been the start of that and continue into this week. So I think Cincinnati has an opportunity here to really blow up and score 30+. And then Atlanta, to their credit, all they want to do is run the football, but it's working for them. And they're scoring points left and right. I mean, Mariota had what, one incomplete pass last week, something ridiculous like that. So I really like the over in this game because I think both teams are going to score a lot of points, and I simply just couldn't go against the team that's 6-0 against the spread.
It's a super public bet, Sean. I don't disagree with it. It started at like 44. It's moved up a bunch of points since the look-ahead line opened. 54% of the bets and 93% of the money right now is on the over, and I would lean over too in this game if I had to pick a total. So is that your top pick, or is that the three-pointer?
That's total? My three-pointer. Oh, yeah.
All right. Is Denver still a one-point dog, or is that thing gone to even? Or one-point favorite, or is that thing gone to even against the
Jets? They are still a one-point favorite at home for the New York Jets.
Again, I want to go against lucky teams. I think the Jets at 4-2. I think it's a fraudulent 4-2. Scheim, I really do. Give me the Denver Broncos laying a point at home against the Jets. We saw Denver last week defensively. I know they didn't beat the Chargers, but they forced overtime. They covered that number that was way too big. And it's a public thing, right? There's two things going on here. One, Denver's underachieved massively. People don't want to bet against them. And Russell Wilson might not play in this game. I don't care if he plays or not. When he's played, he's not been great anyway. So I think it's a defensive game either way. Denver comes in. They're both pretty close from a DVOA standpoint, 14 and 15 respectively. But the Denver defense, number two DVOA. The Jet offense is number 23. And I'll tell you what, since Zach Wilson has come back, they have tried to protect him at all costs, Sean. They run 175 offensive plays, 95 runs, 80 pass attempts. Yeah. Like they want to give it to Harrell and Michael Carter, who splits in. They might know that Zach Wilson's not very good. They got some drama in their receiving core. Elijah Moore is not going to play. He did the all-time dumbass thing. The team's on a three-game winning streak, and he asked for a trade, which is pretty stupid. I like some props in this game later. And by the way, the world is on the Jets at last check. Let me just double.
So from what I can see right now,
it's flipped.
69% of the bets are on the Jets, but 64% of the money is actually on the Broncos. So you're on the side of a lot of sharp money.
I'm on the right side then. Yep. The 69% of the money is probably one of the, I'm guessing the most. The Seahawks are taking a lot of money. Patriots, the Jets are fourth or fifth, but they're taking a lot of bets. But I'm on the right side of the money. You're right, Shime. So I know it's an ugly game. I know I might get Brett Rippon in this game. It's not going to auto my pick. If I get a better line overnight with the Brett Rippon news and it gets to Denver plus points, I will jump back in. Yep. But give me Denver, at least for now, laying a point against the Jets. I don't believe in their 4-2. I want Denver at home in this game.
Yeah, I can't bet on any Denver games, so I give you credit for being able to do so.
It's ugly. It's not fun.
It is as ugly as ugly gets. My next pick, I'm actually going to go with the Tennessee Titans laying 2.5 at home for the Indianapolis Colts. This is a spot Mike Vrabel should always win. I don't buy the Indianapolis Colts either. I think Matt Ryan has kind of held together that offense by like threads and sticks and leaves. I don't even know how he's doing it. And I don't really just buy Indianapolis as a team. And I think Tennessee is actually better than what I thought they were. So I have a feeling at home, they're going to beat up on a team they've already beaten. Tennessee wins this game and they give themselves such a good cushion for winning that AFC South. So I think this is a game they have to have. Give me Tennessee laying 2.5 at home for the Colts.
I looked at it, obviously getting Tennessee off the bye. I wonder, I know he's had good success in the past. Against that Colt defense. Is it a Derrick Henry week, do you think, Sean? Are you betting on this thinking Derrick Henry is the guy there with Tennessee?
Not necessarily. I think it's more of a Tennessee defense week, if anything. Like, this is a game I would project. Like, if could find it, like, I definitely want to bet on Matt Ryan to throw a pick. I want to bet, if I can bet on Matt Ryan to fumble the football, I want to do something like that. Like, I think this is going to be a defensive game from the Tennessee Titans.
All right, let's go to number three for me. And I will admit, I don't love the board, and I took a while to get to this point right here. I'm going to lay the 6.5 with the Cowboys against the Lions. Detroit's defense, as we know, one of the worst in the NFL. Dallas defense giving up the third fewest points all year and also have 24 sacks, which is the most. The Lions' offensive line has been okay, but they have not faced a test like this. The Cowboys offensive line is awesome. Ranked number 6 in Brandon Thorne's rankings. The Detroit defensive line is 29. Dak Prescott is back. Super clean pocket. They're going to want to get him involved. Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb. I even think Ezekiel Elliott, a prop that you mentioned. You'll probably mention it later on when we get to props.
I think
he and Tony Pollard are factors here. I think the Cowboys win this game convincingly. I hate the idea that I'm laying points in all three of my picks here this week. 6.5, I don't love. But I don't love the board, and I think the Cowboys are in a great bounce-back spot with Prescott in, Cooper Rush out, and the Lions still aren't healthy. Like, they're still – DeAndre Swift is still banged up. Josh Reynolds is still banged up. Their defense still stinks. I don't care they're coming off the bye. Give me the Cowboys laying 6.5 with that defense against the Lions in what people think is going to be a high-scoring game. I'm not as convinced. I want to see the Lions do it against that pass rush of Dallas on Sunday.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I this is a stay away game for me. I need to see what Detroit is off the bye. And I want to see what Dak is in quite possible in his first game back. I want to just see what this offense looks like. But
Are you worried about Dak at all though?
No,
I'm not worried at all.
I don't think I'm worried. I don't like the Cowboys offense hasn't been great. So like I don't think even if Dak comes back, it's not gonna be worse.
I agree.
If anything, it's gonna be marginally better.
Oh, it'll be better.
Just
it'll
until
be better.
He gets into a rhythm. But I definitely think it'll be better off the gun here. I agree with you. The board this week isn't the most ideal. So my next pick, I'm actually going to take the Giants at plus +3. It was plus +3.5 last night, which I liked a lot better. It's down to 3. I'm hoping it gets back to 3.5. But for now, I'm going to take it at 3. I'll take the 3 points. I don't think Jacksonville is as good as we want them to be. It's a bit of wish casting, if you will. I know they're at home here, but they've just had bad week after bad week. Since laying the beat down on the Colts, they just haven't been good. And so I know the Giants don't have a ton of talent, but between Saquon Barkley and the coaching that Daboll has done and the way this defense just blitzes nonstop, Kayvon Thibodeau looks like he's going to be an absolute smash pick for the Giants. So I'm starting to like the Giants. I think they're still a fraud 5-1 team, but I think they're outright better than this Jacksonville team. So give me the Giants getting 3 points in Jacksonville.
So I was leaning the Jags, my third pick here, and I'll give you a historical stat. And I know historical stats, like when you hear these from people that do sports betting or sports entertainment or wagertainment, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Like I kind of roll my eyes. So I don't love all these stats, but this one, I took half a breath. I'm like, okay, I can't bet into this. The Jags have lost, this is according to the Action Network, who do an unbelievable betting primer each week. You should be subscribed. Yes, it's free. It's a newsletter. You should be subscribed. You're not. You're missing out on some awesome data. The Jags have lost 18 consecutive games straight up against the NFC Shime.
Yeah.
They're 2-16 against the spread.
Yep.
In those. And I don't think they stink. I think they're probably properly rated. And I think Trevor Lawrence with good coaching is actually showing he's a good quarterback. But holy mackerel, since 2012, 4-39 against the NFC, 8-35 against the spread. I think the Giants are playing above their level.
I agree.
But I couldn't stomach these. This is some, you're hard pressed to find these extreme historical splits. I couldn't do it. So you're probably, I don't know if you're on the right side, but I couldn't bet the Jags this week.
Yeah.
No shot. All right. So my 3-2-1 in order, give me the Cincinnati Bengals laying 6.5 against the Falcons, Denver laying a point for now against the Jets. That line will probably move if it's Brett Rippin at the helm. Cowboys laying 6.5 against the Lions. Go ahead, Sean.
I have the over 47 in Atlanta, Cincinnati. I got Tennessee laying 2.5 at home for the Indianapolis Colts. And I got the Giants getting 3 points in Jacksonville against the Jaguars.
All right, let's start with the prop, Sean. You got a better props record than I do. So I'm going to let you go first here with pick a game you want to start with or a prop you want to start with today.
Yeah, let's go right back to that that Jets-Denver game because that's the first prop bet I have. My favorite prop bet of the week. Too.
Good.
I want Breece Hall over 2.5 receptions in this game. If you haven't noticed if you've been living under a rock, Breece Hall is awesome. This guy plays. He's so much fun to watch. He's explosive. He's dynamic. And the Jets are trying to get him the ball any way they can. He's getting receptions out of the backfield. He's getting weird trap runs, end arounds. Like they're doing everything they can to get the ball into Breece Hall's hands. And I think against a really good Denver defense, Zach Wilson is going to check down to Breece Hall at multiple opportunities. They're even going to design pass plays, I bet. Screens or whatever to get Breece Hall the ball, which at 2.5 is such a low number here. I want the over on this all friggin' day. Give me Breece Hall over 2.5 receptions in this game.
All right, so you and I talked on Monday night last night about my prop in this game, which DK has reposted, so it's there for you right now. I want Corey Davis over 2.5 catches at minus -105. And the thought process here is no Elijah Moore, Garrett Wilson and Corey Davis likely, in my opinion, Shime, play every snap in this game. Now, they're saying they're going to mix in Denzel Mims. That guy has been on mothballs. Like there's been trade talk around him. I think, was he a first round pick or a second round pick a year ago? He's a high draft pick for
them. I think he was a third round pick.
He's just been sitting there doing nothing. They're going to go with their two guys, which are Garrett Wilson and Corey Davis, who they spent money on last year in free agency. And you brought up the pushback, and it was Patrick Surtain, who was really, really good defensively.
Yep.
He might match up against Corey Davis. Maybe he will. However, a couple of years ago, I don't know if it was the national title game or the Final Four, Alabama, Ohio State, Surtain grabbed Garrett Wilson in that game, playing for Alabama against Ohio State's Garrett Wilson. And I think Garrett Wilson's a better receiver, probably skill-wise, than Corey Davis. So I know I am gambling on the idea that maybe I get one of the best man-to-man corners in the league guarding my guy.
Yep.
But I think the Denver Broncos will look at Garrett Wilson being better, let's make him throw it to guys like Corey Davis and Ty Conklin and Azuma and Bryce Hall. So he's going to play every snap. It's 2.5. It's a low number. Give me Corey Davis over 2.5 catches in that same game.
You mentioned Conklin. I actually also like the Conklin reception number as well. It's only 2.5, and it's like +150. Conklin has been really good this year. In terms of targets, 7, 9, 8, 5, 1, and then 2 last week against Green Bay. But they didn't really have much offense at all against Green Bay. And I understand that most of his targets came with Flacco, but he still did get 5 targets, 3 catches for 52 yards in that Pittsburgh game that Zach Wilson came back for. Again, another check down option when things are, when pressure is around you and things aren't operating well down the field. Tyler Conklin is the perfect ulterior option there as well.
Here's our bet. The Jets are pressured and Zach Wilson's dumping passes off. That's what we're betting on in this game. I'm betting against Zach Wilson in the game. I'm betting on Corey Davis in receptions. A couple of things. Well, 2 that I want people to keep an eye on. If you're keeping notes at home, maybe you are. They're not up yet, but when they do post them, Michael Gallup and Josh Reynolds in that same game shine. Because of the injuries, they have not posted reception props yet for those two guys.
Yep.
If Reynolds plays, he'll probably play every snap. And we think Goff's going to be running for his life and throwing the ball in the slot. Amon-Ra St. Brown is back. He'll get plenty of coverage from Dallas, probably get Diggs. Gets Gallup and Reynolds both on flip sides of it. Both reception totals I'll be looking at. They're not up right now. So my first pick initially is look at those two when they're posted tomorrow. Know that Gallup's going to draw single coverage and Reynolds may not get the best defensive back because Amon-Ra St. Brown is back. They're not going to be able to run on Dallas. They're going to have to throw. They're going to lose that game, be trailing. So those are 2 guys, same game. I'm interested in overs on receptions when DK posts those in a game that could be higher scoring. We'll see.
Yeah, in that same game is one of my favorite prop bets of the day, and that'd be Ezekiel Elliott over 7.5 receiving yards. Yeah. This season, it looks like it would be a bad bet because he's only had it once. He's only hit that number once, and he had 32 yards against the Washington Commanders 3 weeks ago. Outside of that, he has not eclipsed 7.5 all season, but again, that was without Dak Prescott. They're going to be passing a lot more with Prescott in the game and therefore more opportunities for Zeke to get checkdowns and dump offs and screens, etc. I think Dallas wants to get Zeke more included. That also means not just in the run game, but in the pass game as well.
Yeah.
So this to me screams the perfect opportunity for 1 Zeke screen goes 10 yards and you cash. So give me Zeke over 7.5 receiving yards.
I don't hate it. I mean, it's one catch. It's one catch and he's playing plenty. I could see him absolutely clearing that. It's something I may have to add into my tickets. Meanwhile, we targeted the Cardinals and Seahawks because they are the 2 worst defenses by far, Shime. Yep. Against tight ends. They both allowed 500 or more receiving yards against tight ends this year. Mm-hmm. There's only 1 team, the Falcons, who allowed more than 400. So they are far and away 10 touchdowns combined for Arizona and Seattle, specifically Seattle, 32 catches, 526 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 100-yard game. I want Gerald Everett over 36.5 receiving yards at -125. It's in bed a little bit already on DK, and I totally understand why. Justin Herbert's going to throw the ball in this game. Everyone throws against Seattle. What was that video game line you had about them from the Ringer podcast? About their defense?
Oh, yeah. So the Seattle defense is basically the Mario Kart rainbow strip. So every time you face them, you just get a speed boost because that's how bad they are.
And by the way, the Cardinals numbers are worse because they've had an extra game. They played Thursday night and a lot of touchdown to Juwan Johnson. You can make the argument Seattle is the worst tight end defense in the league. Yep. Keenan Allen is questionable. This is a better bet if he doesn't play because it's probably a handful of extra targets that Everett will get if you pull the Keenan Allen out of the target share. But I think 36.5 is a very fair number. The -125 suggests people have already jumped in. It may have opened lower. I'm just seeing it the last couple of days. Gerald Everett over 36.5 receiving yards against the terrible Seattle tight end defense, Krishan.
Yeah, I think that's a great bet. I don't know why I didn't even think of it to even look at it. Well,
why we do this show. That's a good bet. That's why we do this show, to save us the time of texting each other these bets anyway. So we do it on Twitch. True. We do a podcast to help out other people and help out ourselves.
So I told you one of the reasons I like Tennessee is because I really like the Tennessee defense against the Indianapolis offense. Well, give me Matt Ryan to throw over a half an interception in this game. It's minus 135, a little bit of juice there, but it's worth it. I absolutely think Matt Ryan will throw at least one pick in this game, if not more. So I am all over Matt Ryan over a half an interception in the Indy-Tennessee game.
He's going to throw a pick. His pocket's been too clean the last couple of weeks. Vrabel's going to get after him. Yeah, it's a little juicier, but on prop bets, you've got to be willing to lay the 130, 125 sometimes like I am with Everett. I like that pick quite a bit. I think that's as safe a prop as we have on the board so far, I think. Yeah. The Cleveland Browns are playing the Baltimore Ravens. I think the Browns' defense stinks. I think the Ravens are going to gash them with Kenyon Drake and Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews. And I think the Browns will be similar to the Patriots game. They're going to have to throw the football, and that means they're not going to get Kareem Hunt involved in the running game. Kareem Hunt. It's kind of like the co-back with Chubb, but he's more of their receiving back. He's when they're winning and they have a lead, they mix in those two guys for rushing attempts. DK has a Kareem rush running attempt number at 8.5. I want the under at plus 110. And the scenario here being Nick Chubb is in there quite a bit. When they do get Kareem Hunt in there, they'll be throwing the football, not running it. I don't think he's getting 9 carries in this game because he's going to be trailing against Baltimore. And I'm getting plus money. So plus 110, under 8.5 carries for Kareem Hunt against the Ravens in a nice bounce back spot for Lamar. Hopefully for our Lamar MVP bet, Sean, we could use rushing touchdowns, 300 yards passing. We could feel free to run it up this weekend, Lamar, for those holding 22-1 MVP bets on you. Thank you very much.
I love it. My next bet, I'm going to go to the Miami Steelers game. Mm-hmm. So this Steelers defense is really bad. We all know that. And last week to me felt like a Steelers Super Bowl moment where they beat the Bucs and they were super riding high, and now they draw the Dolphins. Tua is back for the Dolphins, which also means I think Jalen Waddle is going to get peppered with more targets. So I want Jalen Waddle over 61.5 receiving yards in this game. I was thinking Ty Hill. That number is juiced beyond all belief at minus 145, it and it's be. Up to 78.5.
It should be.
Fun fact, by the way, about Tyreek Hill. He has had 10 catches and 150 or more yards in a game 3 times this season. That puts him as the most times ever a Miami Dolphin has gone 10 for 150 or more.
Wow. Mark Duper didn't do that back in the day.
There's like a handful of guys that did it once, and he's done it 3 times in 6 games.
Who is that? Who is that tall, thick receiver from Wisconsin? Am I aging myself out for play for the Dolphins?
Like Brian Hartline?
No, Brian Hartline played at Michigan. I'll think of it. Or somebody will put in the Twitch chat or someone. Go ahead. You keep talking because I like this bet, buddy.
Either way, with Tua back, he's going to continue to target Hill, but he's also really going to target Waddle. I think Waddle's going to be far more involved this week than he has been necessarily in the last couple weeks. And so I want the over 61.5 on Waddle. I also considered – now, this isn't one of my picks, but it was something I considered, so I wanted to mention it. I was considering the over 20.5 for Mike Gesicki. The rumor came out this week that they do, in fact, plan on trading him before the deadline. Yep. So for showcasing purposes, last week he had 2 touchdowns. I figure this week he might have a few more yards as well. But I haven't fully committed to that one. But I really like the Waddle play.
All right, Chris Chambers, the guy I'm thinking of.
Chambers. Okay, good.
So just add on to that, Sean, my next note, because I don't have a lot of like solid props the rest of the way, just some things I want people to look at.
Yep.
I love this idea of the Dolphins passing game. They get Tua back. Mike McDaniel against a terrible defense. How bad is their defense, Sean? They allow the most yards per game in the NFL to wide receivers, 210 yards per game, a touchdown and a half, and almost 15 receptions. They are by far the worst defense against wide receivers. I love the Dolphins. I was thinking about betting the Dolphins just outright as one of my picks on Sunday Night Football. Instead, I'm going to build some showdown lineups around those guys. I'm going to have some same game parlays in that game around those receivers. I am with you on the Dolphins receivers against Pittsburgh. Make sure you're looking at them this week across all platforms. Absolutely.
And the last thing I want to do here is something that pains me desperately, because Mutt, I have a question for you.
I have an idea. It's going to pain you desperately too. Boy.
Okay. Are you a Kyle Pitts fan?
Yeah, we had Kyle Pitts. Didn't we have Kyle Pitts over last week? We said, I don't know, Kyle Pitts for a touchdown. We did somebody for an over. I like Kyle Pitts.
Love Kyle Pitts, and I wish Kyle Pitts was. I wish Kyle Pitts was more involved in the offense. But Arthur Smith doesn't care because he just keeps winning, and he's not including Kyle Pitts in the offense. This is Kyle Pitts' yardage through 6 weeks: 19, 19. He had 1 week where he had 87 yards on five catches, 25, 19. Sportsbooks have his prop right now at 42.5. Under. Give me the under 42.5 receiving yards for Kyle Pitts. I love the man. I wish he was more involved, but Arthur Smith doesn't care. He just wants to run the football and then occasionally throw it to Drake London. And for some reason, he's getting targets to Olamide Zaccheaus over Kyle Pitts. So until the day Kyle Pitts continuously has good games, I'm going to bet the under here. Give me the under 42.5 on Kyle Pitts receiving yards.
I will point out that the Bengals have not been great against tight ends. 35 catches, 390 yards, fourth worst. But I mean, it's he's talented. If you have him in fantasy, you are wildly frustrated because he's so good. They don't throw him the ball.
Awful.
It's
no.
So stupid. Zacharias and it's
Olamide Zaccheaus. Parker Hesse. Parker Hesse is like their backup tight end. And he had more yards in a couple games this year than friggin' Kyle Pitts. It makes no sense to me.
All right. So my dumb thing, I mentioned this a couple times, and we'll have a show Monday morning, so we'll be able to finalize any Patriots thoughts. Well, I'm going to start with the Patriots today, folks. We'll finalize our Patriots thoughts for you on Monday morning here on BetQL Boston Chimes. Is that okay with you?
That's perfect by me.
I said this last night on Mud at Night with you. I said it with Lou Christian and Mego. I think the Patriots are the best teaser piece on the board. Podcast, this show does not advise you going crazy with teasers. In fact, I asked Palmer Brad about this Thursday night, who's been a sportsbook guy for 30 years of his life. He said, yeah, we have an employee here that told me he bets teasers. And I told him if I knew that, I wouldn't have hired you. So he knows that long-term, they're not a winning play.
Correct.
But the Patriots are an excellent teaser piece. You get them down below a field goal. And the two other games I mentioned, if I'm being honest, Dallas at 6.5 and Cincinnati at 6.5, I think are also really valid teaser pieces. So if you do play 3 and 4 team teasers, because they're fun to play, because you play that game of who's going to bury me by losing, I think you can start with the Patriots and feel good about them winning by a field goal. I think the Bengals getting it down to a half a point is a good idea. I think that I mentioned the Cowboys getting it down to a half a point convinced me to that. You can get the Bucks down to 7 if you wanted to. I know it's not quite 6.5. It'd be great to get them under a touchdown against the Panthers, who have given up on life themselves. Like, I'm not a big teaser guy, but off the Patriots game, I think there's some teaser pieces. So I'm going to have, I hate saying this out loud on a podcast, I'm going to have some teasers starting with the Patriots. I know.
I'm with you. I think there's so many good pieces on the board this week. You're talking Patriots, Dolphins. I love teasing the Jets from 1 up to 7.
Dolphins.
Yeah, the Dolphins against the Steelers down to 1.5 is great. The Steelers up to 7. The Broncos don't beat up on anybody, and they're not going to beat up on the Jets, especially the way the Jets defense plays. That game is going to be close. No matter which way you spin it, in my opinion. And so for me, the Jets are also a great teaser piece. You get that up over that key number of 6 and 3 for that matter. And then, like you said, Cincinnati and Dallas, also great teaser pieces here. So I think there's a lot of opportunity on the board if you like placing teaser bets like we do on occasion. So I think it's a good opportunity.
Sean, we said a lot here. We don't have 40 minutes. I got soccer to get to. Anything else for the people on this glorious New England Saturday as we go through a couple of days off because Sean had jury duty, but props and picks all in a nice, tidy 40-minute bundle for you. Any other last-minute notes as people go to start to get ready to put their bets in for tomorrow?
No last-minute notes. I think I got it all out there. We're going to have some fun this weekend. Let's hit some winners. Let's have a little fun. I just hit a 7-leg NBA parlay last night, so I'm feeling really good about myself. Let's get it.
Subscribe, rate, and review, folks. The best thing you can do for us, really the only thing, besides listening and telling a friend, and these guys in Boston, they're pretty good. Subscribe, rate, review to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. And a reminder, Monday night during Pats and Bears, Shime and I are chatting in the BetQL app. You go to your app store, wherever you get your apps on your phone, download the BetQL app. There's a chat function right there. Shime and I put our bets in there a couple hours before the game, and then actively chatting, almost like our own little chat room for the game on the BetQL app, Shime.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure to download the BetQL app, make an account, and be ready to join us when we do go live during the game and before the game and during halftime and all those things. We're going to be talking about the bets. We're going to be live betting as well.
Sure will be.
I'm so excited. We're going to have a lot of fun with this.
All right, so you're on the Bruins puck line, money line or puck line today?
I'm on the money line, -115 for the Bruins.
And I will be on Oklahoma State trying to get some more winners from Bomber Brad on this Saturday. Shime, excellent work. I'm glad that you broke out of jury duty. And we will talk Monday morning to recap the weekend and preview Patriots and Bears. We'll talk to them, buddy. Good luck all this weekend.
Sounds good, Mutt. Can't wait. I'll talk to you, bud.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season, streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.